something that I think that's come out, and everybody is not entirely surprised by what happened. And I think a lot of the football purists, and myself included, you know, you want to see someone like Peyton Manning play as long as they possibly can. But at the same time, when you get to see him, as everyone says, ride off into the sunset with this Super Bowl, it's completely fitting. And it's kind of something that you would see Disney kind of write up for him. And so many people talking about just having the one Super Bowl. And now that he has two, it just was kind of, you know, that capper for his career. And we saw how difficult this year was for him to go through, and he really fought through it, and I commend him for the way he played towards the end of the season in the playoffs. It's just when I saw it this morning, I knew he'd been mulling it over back and forth, and this decision for someone like that that's been involved with football since he was, you know, in diapers, it had to be a really tough decision, but I think it's the right one, and it's going to be a really, really enjoyable time when we get to hear him talk.
When you isolate his 4 years in Denver, what has he meant to this franchise?
I think he's meant so much to this franchise, and on top of it, the community in Denver. I mean, when I was anchoring the parade just a couple of weeks ago, and I had a chance to speak to the governor and to the mayor, and they both just went on and on about what he's meant to the fabric of the community of Denver and the state and really the region since he's come here in just the 4 short years. And you think of how the risk John Elway took in bringing him in when nobody really knew what he would play like or what kind of player he was after those neck surgeries. And really, remember, it might be the greatest street free agent signing of all time, because the Colts did essentially release him. So what he did in that short period of time early on, and so I break it down almost into two facets. So the first part, the comeback player of the year and runner-up and the MVP and everything he did. I was at the game in Houston when he broke the touchdown mark for a season, and everything he did early in his career here. And then what he was able to do when they brought in Gary Kubiak and John Elway knew he had to change his game, and he was able, it might have taken a little while, but adapt and change the style of play he had and rely on other people. That's almost the second half of his Broncos career. And to talk to fans and talk to people that say he belongs with his name up with all those other greats, all those other Broncos greats down at Mile High, and in only playing 4 seasons here, that's pretty remarkable.
Preparation, longevity, knowledge, what has been his most impressive trait?
I think the preparation is the biggest thing that sticks out to me. Obviously, I think the knowledge comes with that because he was so prepared. I'm not saying he's not intelligent, but the amount of time that he prepared and as obsessed as he was for the game for such a long period of time, it A, shows you how much he loves the game of football, and B, it also shows you that he just never got tired of that work ethic. And I think a lot of people that have spent a long time in a particular career start to taper off and start to maybe take corners and cut things because they've been doing something for so long. That never happened with him. And the work almost increased as he went on. And I think that's the most remarkable sight of it. Just somebody that picture that everybody always looks at where he's wearing the helmet in the hot tub and trying to listen to the plays and always wants to take every snap of practice and always that preparation aspect of it. I think to me, that's always what stands out.
Finally, where is his place in NFL history?
You would really say, I mean, the case now that he has his second Super Bowl is that he could be the greatest quarterback of all time. Many often say, with a caveat, that he's the greatest regular season quarterback of all time, and that's probably pretty evident by you look at the numbers that he's put up with both yards and wins, tied with Brett Favre for wins, most yards, most touchdown passes, and the yards mark. I mean, the next two closest guys are nowhere even near him in terms of yards. I believe it's Tom Brady and Drew Brees. So I think there, in terms of what he did for the position as well, I don't think anybody has ever really done that at the quarterback position. You ask guys like Dan Marino and stuff that rave about what he did mentally at the quarterback position. Might have really changed how people look at that position and how important it really is. And he might have changed the league, you know, moving forward. And that's, I mean, when you can do that, that's pretty special.